Good afternoon. It will be another chilly day today thanks to high pressure that's going to bring fair but chilly conditions across the region today. We will be seeing max temperatures only reaching near the low to mid 40s for most valley areas and into the upper 30s across the higher elevations. We will be seeing mostly sunny skies for this afternoon and very light winds. Heading tonight with dry air mass and generally clear skies, this evening temperatures are likely to drop rapidly after sunset. However, as the surface high drifts east of the region, a return of south and southeasterly flow is going to develop. With this slight mixing, combined with the potential for some patchy low clouds to develop, this should allow the temperatures to level off after initial rapid descent, and in fact may rise several degrees in some areas before sunrise. So early overnight lows generally will be in the mid-20s to around 30 degrees, except possibly even lower in the lower 20s across portions of the southern Adirondacks. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong Pacific low will move into the southern Canadian prairies. The strong pressure gradient is leading to strong winds across the high plains and into the Dakotas today, with wind advisories and a few high wind warnings in effect. This storm will continue to progress quickly north of the Great Lakes, but will bring some increased chances of light showers late Saturday into Sunday before a reinforcing cold Canadian air mass drives through, dropping the temperatures below average again into Sunday and Monday. This cold air should help to turn some showers into snow, but should also help to activate lake effect snow in the traditional belts downstream of the warmer lakes. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ranged from a high of 96 at Yuma, Arizona, to a low of 6 at Estacourt Station in Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, sunny with a high near 47. In Boston, sunny with a high near 45. And in Buffalo, sunny with a high near 46. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The average high is 54, while the average low is 35. The record high of 75 was set back in 2019, while the record low of 18 was set back in 1988. Today's sunrise was at 7:29 a.m. The sun is set to set at 5:48 p.m. That is a total of 10 hours and 20 minutes of daylight. It's a loss of daylight by 2 minutes and 34 seconds from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are looking at sunny skies for this afternoon as highs reach into the upper 30s and low 40s. And for the night tonight, we'll see a steady increase in clouds as our overnight lows look to drop down towards the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at sunny skies this afternoon as highs look to reach near the mid-40s. And for the night tonight, we will see a steady increase in cloud cover as our overnight lows drop down into low 30s and upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking sunny this afternoon as highs look to reach near the low to mid-40s, and for the night tonight, we'll notice that steady increase in cloud cover once again as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid to upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at sunny skies this afternoon as highs reach into the low 40s. And for the night tonight, we'll see a steady increase in cloud cover as our overnight lows look to drop down towards the mid to upper 20s overnight. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont in the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at sunny skies today with highs reaching into the low to mid 40s. And for the night tonight, we'll see a steady increase in cloud cover as our overnight lows drop down into the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, we will be mostly cloudy, but we will start to see the chance for some showers to develop later in the day. But we will be seeing windy conditions as well. We can expect sustained winds between 10 to 20 miles per hour, with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour across the region, thanks to a low pressure system that is just pushing its way into the region. And overnight Sunday night, those rain showers will transition over to some snow showers as overnight lows drop down to around freezing. Have a very happy Halloween, and don't forget that daylight saving time comes to an end, so make sure you set the clock back an hour before you go to bed. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.